How many are coming tonight? I leaned out of the kitchen. Aaron was in the hall, dragging a kitchen chair into our already cramped living room. We were having our third annual girls-only poker night. Even if it was only six of us, it was a bit of a crush getting a table and all of the chairs smashed into one small room. Seven, the usual suspects, and a friend of a friend who wanted to come along. I said it would be all right. I followed Aaron down the hall with a bowl of chips and dip. How exciting is it to watch a poker game? It's like watching paint dry, or someone getting a tattoo. Not all that exciting, unless you're part of the game. I set the bowls on the coffee table. Yeah, well, apparently she's got boyfriend problems and wanted a night away from him. Sarah said the friend would be happy to just sit on the couch and drink beer. All right, then. Aaron pushed the chair in just as the doorbell rang. And there they are, right on time. Aaron opened the door and the girls flooded in from the hall. There were a few happy shrieks from those that hadn't seen the others since the last game. They finally made their way into the living room, grabbing beers along the way. The decibel level had already started to rise. I hoped the neighbors would understand. But one girl hung back. I nodded at Sarah and then pulled her into the kitchen.